Diva Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, y'all front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday,
Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday, Ebony, I on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the
hey,
grind.
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey, Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey,
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey,
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line,
Friday.
It's front line,
Friday.
Welcome to front line,
Friday.
It's front line,
Friday.
Welcome to front line,
Friday.
It's front line,
Friday.
Welcome to front line,
Friday.
Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. Your girl Diva Ebony B, and I'm back at this thing. It's Frontline Fridays, baby. Tonight we're going to have Tamira Bubble live in the house. Big shout out to Brooklyn. Stand up, baby. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Also want to make sure I give a big shout out to all my phenomenal radio family. Frontline Fridays is powered by C9 Radio, so y'all make sure y'all check us out and our whole staff at www.c9radio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.c9radio.blogspot.com. I got some hot tracks from Tamira Bubbles. Man, Tamira is definitely doing her thing. We've definitely got that hot track that's in stations everywhere. Pull your pants up. I got another one called To Kill a Baby. Another dope one called Jailbreak. And I want to post a bonus track, so you got to stay tuned for that. Of course, we're going to get into the Educate and Regulate session. I want to talk about these hackers, man. Hackers is just, like, going wild. Like, being a hacker is, like, the new part-time job. I want to know what's going on with that. Also, of course, we're going to take it to church. I'm going to go to the car lines and get some love real fast before we get into some of this hot independent music right here on the front line. 347-984, holla at us, baby. 347-984, can you hear me?
Oh, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Tamara.
Who we got on the line? Tamara?
Yeah.
What's up, queen?
I'm good, mommy. How you doing?
You everywhere, you just popped up on it. Well, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely working. Can you hear me clearly? Because Blog Talk's been having some issues going on. How am I sounding?
You clear to me.
All right, cool. Big shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio got hacked. Freaker got hacked. Who else got hacked? Yeah, it's been like hacking season, so we definitely going to chop it up with that. But Tamir, I want to get into this hot track, Jailbreak. They're going to have to wait for you. We got to get into this hot check right here, Jailbreak. And when we come back, we're going to get live into this interview. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now on the front line, squad up. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard.
Protect themselves.
When you hit three strikes,
who's gonna teach your baby? Show him to grow and be a man. How you gonna teach your baby?
the spot radio on the spot on the grind.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to front the shit off like it don't exist.
Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, people want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is going to do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinating and consolidating. That's what up. We going to bum rush the whole damn thing. Now, just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. They don't? Fuck it, it's like Peru. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Texas general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tune in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black, at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, Jake Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now on the front line. We definitely getting it turned up. Want to give a big shout out to Sparker Dutch, Jay Dutch. He got the hot track material. We definitely going to play that one tonight. Big shout out to Jay Real the Realist. Big shout out to B Bonds. Big shout out to Slate Stone. We definitely going to play that track, Somebody to Love. And we definitely going to get it in, man. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got our special guest in the building with us live tonight. Of course, we got to give her a pop introduction when she come up in here. This is a true queen to herself, a true queen to her community, and a true queen to her craft, and also a true queen to the community. So without further ado, ladies, I introduce to you and welcome to the front line, Tamara.
That's dope.
Hey, Queen, welcome. Welcome to the front line. You definitely been on the front line and hard at work with your craft and with your music. And that track that we just played, Jailbreak, is I just love what you do. You real with yours.
Thank you.
And you funny
Thank you.
As ever, too. For those who are listening and tuning in and want to learn more about you, give them a little brief and background of who you are and how you got started.
Definitely. I'll just say what genres I do. I do jazz, hip-hop, R&B, soul. I do pop and dance, too, just kind of whatever I'm feeling. I do a bunch of different genres. I'm from Brooklyn. Shout out to Fort Greene. I'm also an actress and model. I do that too, but I'm more focused on music just because it allows me to express myself and be creative. I don't know. I've been doing this for about 3 years professionally, and it's really starting to take off more recently now, but I've been serious about it. I think the people that I was dealing with in the past just weren't as focused, and so now we work and we're getting the music out there, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is definitely a beautiful thing. PSA, public service announcement. You just dropped this digital album, the 22nd.
Yes.
Tell us about this guy.
Public service announcement is really just my way of expressing what society has been trying to say all along. It's an album for society and just to make things better. Like, I think we've been in a rut. Everything from the economy to the violence to all the killings and just craziness, a whole lot of craziness been going on. It's just one of those things that, whoa, let's sit back and really reflect on what's going on. How can we reverse this, you know, negative cycle that's been going on for a while now, way too long.
And you're right, we have been in a rut, and I find a lot of people, and I stopped this last year by sitting on the conference call. I'm talking about conference call with 30, 40 people, and everybody talking about the problem. But I just, one day I was like, wait a minute. I'm sitting around here talking about the problems with y'all. Let's focus on the solution. Who has a solution? Yeah. Who's ready to really make a change instead of saying, oh, you know, it's a whole bunch of ratchets, it's a whole bunch of thugs and whatnot, and oh, that's messed up that their brother or sister got shot down in the streets. I'm more concerned with people, you know, I have this thing where I say, I'm an actionist. I'm not an activist. Mm-hmm. I believe that an activist does a lot of talking, explaining.
Right.
But an actionist takes action. We talk, we explain, but then we're going to do something about it. So it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like a Martin Luther King and Malcolm X put together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk to y'all and teach y'all. Go ahead.
What's so crazy about it is, like, the theme song of the album is called Do Your Part, because people always want to say, well, I can't change the world. I can't do all of that. I can't do this by myself. And they always want to say what they can't do. And the goal is really to do what you can. Okay, we know you're not going to feed all the starving children in Africa, but if you can volunteer at, you know, some little place in your community, start with your community first. And then you travel to Africa.
I know that's right. And then go to Africa. You know, I know what you can't do. What can you do? You know, can you start at the Boys and Girls Club? Can you take a couple of your food stamps and buy a couple of Juicies? You know, I'm just saying, can you get paid on Friday and drop about 40 on five pizzas rather than 40 on some piss? I'm just saying.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. It's all about taking action, and I definitely like what you're doing, and it's definitely a good thing, and we've been getting some great feedback over here on the Pull Your Pants Up. Pull your pants up. Pull your pants up. We've been getting feedback, and they have been requesting it on the station, so that's definitely a good look. And, you know, with the couple of tracks that you did leak before you dropped the album, the digital album, the PSA album, what is the response that you've been getting? Because you've been all over shows. You've been featured in magazines. People are loving Tamara Bubble and what she's doing.
I think it's so funny because when I initially did the project, it was just, you know, a socially conscious project. But I think people are loving the album so much that they're forgetting that, you know, all the other music that I've done, they think that, you know, oh, you're an activist, oh, you're this, oh, you're this, oh, power to the people. hold up, I do other music too. I don't want them to think that that's, you know, I'm just one of those hard-cut activist people in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to know that I'm just an artist all the way around, but it was just the timing. Like, right now is just crazy with society, and that's why it was just the right time for the album. But you're going to hear other stuff, too.
We're not going to be running around here. The revolution will not be televised. It wouldn't be televised, but just we're trying to raise some awareness to you people out here, and I like the fact that you talk about things that's important, killing babies, you know, pulling your pants up. And even with Jailbreak, you said, who's going to keep your lady warm, you know, when you're gone? And it's so true.
Right.
I don't understand why men and women get upset when your mate go and find somebody else because you've been in and out of jail for the whole, like, 90% of y'all relationship.
Right.
Where they do that at? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Let's get into this.
With Jailbreak, it was selfish almost that song came about, because it's like, you think about it, you're doing the math, okay, you're interested in, you know, you want to date or whatever, you're running out of options. If half of them is, you know, in some kind of gang fight and one gets shot, the other one go to jail for life, and the rest of them are gay, like, what's left? Like, it's like, come on.
Yo.
Out, stay home.
And then you got to deal with, let alone I got to deal with the fact when you get out, you got a felony. It's hard for you to get a job. You got to adapt to society. But then I got to probably deal with, you got some undercover brother issues too.
Yep.
You know, oh, my queens. I'm sorry, queens. We go through a lot. Sometimes we be like, you know, I just want to be by myself. I don't want to be with nobody. I just want to be with me. I don't want to, you know, dealing with all those deep, dark demons and those secrets. And, you know, men have became a lot more better at masking than women. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? They have become a lot more better at masking. Ain't no lie. Hiding secrets. Anywho, let's get into this hot track right here called Do Your Part. I really like this track. Go ahead and introduce it. and tell them that they're hearing it right here live on the front line.
It's your girl Tamara Bubble, and you're about to listen to Do Your Part right here live on Frontline Friday Radio.
This is a PSA, baby.
Hey!
PSA, baby.
Get up, y'all!
Faith is bigger than a mustard seed, full of life and not living by what I see. that one day feeling like thousands of years, time's ticking. Open your eyes, you're here for a purpose, a serum in your heart, you should know this. As for me, I stand in worship, thanking the Lord for this prosperity, humility. Lord, it's you, blessing me with a second breath for every season to prepare for the spiritual legion, battling my flesh, sometimes it weighs heavy down deep inside, but I surrender, no longer guilty of this chaos and mess ups, not living as a vessel, strapped up with my breastplate and missiles, I'm ready to face up, no more crying out, walls of treacherous business, make no mistake, it's not subliminal texting, stop missing, don't test me, disputed men and women, destruction under construction, wake up, the truth is salvation, through God he is ruthless, Lord, it's you, that I refuse to lose the light and purity you blessed upon me, cause I'm not no fool, I've been taught by the best, and that best is you, not no worldly dude, come on, this sister knows what she got to do, showing love and compassion to those lost in need, twisted with no bread to feed, people young, dying, blaming and questioning, like, Lord, what I do, no people got it all wrong, they're the ones who didn't accept you, can't get mad cause I've been there and done that, and I know I'm telling the truth, Lord, it's you, it's time to go toe-to-toe, teaching these grueling and demeaning so-called streets, you gave me the power to be poetic and maintain your message to get through those that need your lessons, confessions, trials, and tribulation. Lord, you sent me a vision. I'm going to complete my mission. It's not a challenge by faith and with strength. Lord, Black Crown going to get it. It's for you. The Alpha and Omega says the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, you Lord above. And I'm still shouting out, I do this, Lord, because it's you.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all high indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenonRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Squad up. Be back in this thing, baby, with Samira Bubbles. We just played that hot track right there. Do your part. This is a PSA, baby. Yo, Samira, you make me wish I could sing so bad. I'll be up in the morning. It's crazy because, you know, the diva is in the studio, so I actually set it where my iPad is in the deck, so when my alarm goes off, I hear you in the morning. This is the PSA, baby, in the whole damn house.
That's dope.
This is light up. So everybody know this is a PSA. Everybody get up. Get up. Oh. I love it. I definitely hit you with the Do Your Part track right there by Tamira Bubbles. Followed it up with some Gray Gutta, Child Support. I definitely like that song, but shout out to Gray Gutta. And then, and then I hit y'all with some Spoken Word, Lord Is You by Omeka. Big shout out to Omeka T-Town. Wow. Do your part, man. Everybody just do your part. Stop complaining and acting a fool and whining. I can't stand to be sitting around a whole bunch of whiners. Oh.
Yep.
Why is it this way? And we can't do this. And it's not going to happen. And we need this person. I even heard people sit around and complain about, oh, is the celebrity coming through and whatnot? And we were raising funds for a homeless shelter. Why do we need celebrities to raise funds for a homeless shelter? Why are y'all dependent on them? And it's just going crazy. But do your part, guys. And another thing about doing your part is, you know, do your part in your community. Volunteer.
Yes. Yes.
Volunteer. There's a special type of person that volunteers. Let's first say that, Samira. Like, let's you know, everybody ain't gonna just everybody shouldn't be volunteering. Let me just say that. But there's a special type of there's a special type of person that volunteers, but that really looks good for your community and it really looks good on your resume. When you go for a job and they see that you volunteered at like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, or some type of community event, that shows character. So
you know,
I think people want to do
the I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Like, with the volunteering, though, I think that, like, it's almost like when you're raising a child, when a parent is raising their child and all they do is buy them gifts and stuff and they don't never spend no time with them, that kid still grows up feeling unloved. Like, a lot of people pass off volunteering caring by giving money, and they think that that's the end all, and like, okay, if I get the money, I'm good, or I did what I need to do. Or I, no, they actually, some, you know, shelters and stuff need people to help hand out stuff. So if that's not in your character and your personality, you should try and do it and see if it's something that you like or can at least do. I feel like you're giving something back and not just throwing money to try to solve a problem.
You're right, because throwing money doesn't solve the problem, and you're right about that. Even going in the shelter, spend some time with those people, because a lot of people who end up in shelters really don't have a lot of family. You know,
yes.
A lot of single
yes.
mothers or, you know, families, they don't, they family either turn their back on them or all of their
yep.
family is dead. And they really want you to just come and just chill with them and have somebody that they can talk to, because being alone is a hurtful thing. And being alone with your kids is even more of a hurtful thing when you don't have anyone to go to and to a cookout or watch a movie. Just becoming somebody's extended family, I want to say, or just hanging out. Time is so important, man. Just to come and say, how you doing today? Wow. You're right, Tamara. You hit that right on the nose, because a lot of people are, and even in, with grown people, we try to pacify each other with gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cheat on me and buy me some shoes and think I'm going to be happy. When did that start that you forgive your man? Oh, baby, you know, I just cheated on this girl and I got her pregnant, but look, I got you some red bottoms. Wow. How does this make up for what you did? I don't
mm-hmm.
get that. I want to smack him in the head with the hell of the red bottle.
That's
wow, Tamara, tell us about the recent event that you did. You were just at an event, I think it was maybe two Sundays ago, at a mansion?
Was that in Miami? I don't remember which show.
Yeah,
but
Miami.
My bad. Okay. That was water skiing mansion party thing. But it was a real good
Yeah,
show.
How
they're
was
gonna
it?
Actually air that. It's a locally. They have a local television show that they're going to air it on out there in Miami. I can't remember the name of the channel number. Oh, God. But the show was the best.
Cool.
The crowd is crazy. I always love performing for new crowds, different people, and just, like, getting that different feedback. Because it's one thing to perform in your hometown. People used to you, and people going to big you up. But when you go out in a new market, and, you know, people, they never heard your name, they never dealt with you, never associated themselves with you before, and for them to respect you, come up at the end of the show and be like, yo, that was a good set, you know, keep doing what you do. That's just a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Love performing.
That got to be a good feeling when people don't know you from a can of paint and just really like your music and come and give you feedback at the end of the show. Let's talk about being approachable, because one thing with an artist, and that's why, you know, real managers, and big shout out to why did I just forget your manager name? That is horrible. Peace Bell. Ooh, I did not forget you, King. I'm just so used to calling him King. Peace Bell. Big shout out to Peace Bell. But, wow, that was horrible. But anywho, he's doing a very good job, and artist development is so important. Let's talk about being approachable, because a lot of artists don't know what to do after they perform. They kind of like become like a deer with a headlights. They just kind of stand in there like stuck. Like, what do I do next?
Uh-huh. You got a couple artists that do. Some of them are the celebrities before they're celebrities. So after they perform, they want to jet and they don't want to network. The goal with any artist should be networking, because if you're too cool to hang around, you know what I'm saying? So if you leave out of the scene, you don't know who was there. You don't know who saw the performance. You don't know who's going to come up to you and say, hey, I just checked out your show. I got another show for you. And so that's happened to me a couple times. And so it got to a point where, hey, I don't need to, you know, try to leave or anything. I should be trying to network and see who else is here and what else I can get out of the, you know, out of the show. So
it's like a buffet. After you do an event, it's a buffet of people that you can pick from. You got a couple of collard greens over here, some candy yams, you got some steak, you know, so you eat a little bit of steak, you know, you got some chicken. You got a whole bunch of people to network with. That's what you came there for, to network with. And keep your business card on you. Please don't try to give me or take my telephone number or whatnot, and your phone is dying. Come on
right.
now.
Like, the artists need to have their products there, too, because if they like your show, yeah, people don't download or whatnot online or whatever, but if they see you and you got a CD for them and they want an autograph, that's money. So you need to be prepared with whatever posters, whatever, bring that black marker and do your autographs and everything. So
I think that's wonderful. Oh, my God, booty cleavage. Where did you come up with this? We're going to play this high back. I know y'all tuning in. The hotline's lighting up, too. But, oh, my God, I just love. I've been getting so many dudes with that now. Like, it just tastes good in my mouth. Like, oh, my God, you got booty cleavage. And Tara is a fool.com. Tell me about pull your pants up and how you came about with booty cleavage. It is funny every time I say it. I'm sorry.
I just be walking around the house saying crazy stuff, and that phrase was just one of them things that just came with it. Like, a lot of times entire songs and hooks and stuff would just come in my head, and I'd just be playing around with the melody. But that came about because I saw a photo of a guy and his butt looked like a pair of titties, but like, you know how women have those cleavage, like the shirt be tight, and so it looks like titties at the back, and that's why I said booty cleavage, because it just looks like your pants are so low, but your pants are tight around his hips too, and his butt was like sticking out, like his butt was tight. He really
it looked like a heart shape. Like a heart shape.
He had like a tight T on his butt.
Oh my God. Yo, I love it. We got Tamara Bubble live in the house. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Show my girl some love and go to www.tamirabubble.bandcamp.com. Again, that's www.tamirabubble.bandcamp.com and download this and buy this digital album. Help Tamara and help Diva Spot Radio help the kids by going ahead and purchasing, and you can also name your price over $4. So go check it out right now. Let's get into this hot track, Pull Your Pants Up by Tamara Bubble. Let's go, squad up.
Yo.
Why
your pants that low? You look mad funny. What, you want my number? That's cute.
Where did you get that from?
Where?
Who taught you that?
Your pants look like they might just fall.
And what good is that?
Don't know why you put that belt on.
If you ain't gonna use that,
if you tripping.
Cause you got booty cleavage, and I don't wanna see
that you made me bald.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Diva Spot. Here's your girl Mary Jane with the 4-3 mile.
Then take it to the top, get it, never stop. On the front line, baby, here I come if you're ready or not.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary J.
Oh, y'all know how I'm getting down. Yeah, I'm back in this thing, baby. Y'all know how I'm getting down. Each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, Diva Ebony B is live in the building on the front line. Squad up, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. We got Tamara Bubble live in the scene, man, telling you, pull your pants up. I like that little hook. I don't want to see your dirty boxers. And it always be the cute ones that got their booty out. Like, listening to your song, Tamara, I'm going to tell you something. It changed even a whole perspective of dudes now when I see their booties, because all I think is like, yo, he's really not trying to get my attention. He's trying to get old boy attention, like purposely. And I like when you say, yo, why your fist stay so low?
Because that's exactly what I was telling, you know, that's, and I've had to do that even like in Brooklyn, especially they, you know, they're real aggressive.
Oh.
So just kind of laugh it off and be like, okay, whatever. So they think they can set you any kind of way, and you just got to let them know you got standards. Nah, son, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, you not you want my telephone number. You want Dre's telephone number. Yeah. Jailbreak. You're doing something special with the proceeds for the first couple of months with this PSA album. Tell us about it.
The first 6 months, what we did was we selected one charity for each track on the album. And so, like, Jailbreak, there's a charity that's basically helping youth. What they do is they take at-risk youth that would be, like, eligible to basically get detention or, like, correctional facilities. Just basically for children. But they take them out of that and they put them into the program. They follow the program. You know, they won't have to do any time or anything like that. So it's just to kind of stop it at the head, like, you know, nip it in the bud and kill it in the forefront. So it's different charities that are doing things already that I'm singing about in the song so that I can get them the first month of proceeds. And if we did it the first 6 months because we want people to buy it now and we want people to get a part of the movement now. And not, like, people always figure, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. They put it off. We want people to just join in now so that we can get to the charity.
All right, cool. Big shout out to Denia. Denia Designs for You. She is one of the sponsors for the show. And I'm just trying to pull it together because we cutting out real bad in and out. So what we're going to do is go to a break real fast, and we're going to try to fix this. Again, I wanted to talk about Blog Talk being hacked and talk about Spreaker being hacked and also talking about Pal Talk being hacked, too. So we're going to go to a quick music break right now, and then we'll be right back.
How we
we damn it, seeing our one. Not knowing each other's faults, rapping how we feel in love. Spending all day making love, lost. What's the most sure? All I'm thinking of. But sunny skies turn to bright. Overwhelmed, we both cry. Streets kept you hard. Couldn't see it's real. Steady keeping up my guard. But you said I'm soft when I expose my heart. I watch you scoff your compassion off. We break apart, I break your heart. 40 days and 40 nights. I'm trying to make it right. Long for you every night. Hearts tugging and worn, leaving a smart and scar. This my testament, Lord, what we in this for? This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. It's the second chapter, caught up in the rapture. My heart you captured, but I'm hesitant because of how things went. Now I'm not liking you, but I'm steady loving you. Moving against my head, my heart still leads me straight to you. Conviction in conviction, your past coming existence. We both have done our dirt, we both express our heart. You say it out of anger, love and concentration. Can't focus on the money, cause emotions running funny. No joke, when your life is broke, our love is moving kind of in the yoke. Your world's going up in smoke, people trying to interject. Hating we expect, didn't take the time to see. A totality of the whole catastrophe. Depressed because you're not next to me. You fight for me, but I'm fighting you. You're crying, not understanding what I mean to you. It's crazy how you're looking at our baby. Happy anniversary. On my knees, praying, please, through. Try to see the Lord when we in this. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. Now we 4 years in this thing, you just don't feel the same. I call you by your middle name, the risk reminds you, but it's not enough. You want the wedding, 2+ time is ticking, but your life is winding down. How do I get my head around not having you for eternity? On this earth next to me, I'll be so lonely, who will hold me? Heavy on my mind, weigh my heart down like gravity. It's a tragedy, you matter so much to me. The others can't do me, hollow walls, their souls are so empty. Damn, you complete me, happily ever after is what I'm after. Lord, do you hear me sincerely? So sincerely.
Hashtag it, RNS. This is for everybody who's going through some real stuff with that significant other. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Hocus Pocus. You know what I'm saying? Next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Bugs Bizarre. Dope ass music. I'm out of here, man.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
We back up in the thing. Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I got Tamara Bubble up in this thing. Tamara Bubble with the now with radio. We got radio, of course, Blog Talk, and we got all these other stations that's on internet radio now. And from through FM and AM, how do you like internet radio now? Is it convenient for you? How is it a different feel for you, or is it kind of like the same?
I think internet radio is definitely making its mark in the marketplace because there are so many people that's online now. You know how many people I hear that say they don't listen to the radio no more. They don't, you know what I mean, they be online. So you have to create that platform because there are people that can be in Africa somewhere listening to you online as when it was before. You had to be on, you know, FM, AM radio or whatever for people to get to know you. So you had to build in-house. Now you can build your fan base overseas and be touring and may not even have to worry about dealing with, you know, cities in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a good look.
And big shout-out to Scientific. Scientific is over in Africa, and he was on the front line, too. He was an artist that was on the front line as well, and he was over in Africa. So big shout-out to Scientific. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Scientific GH. and check out his music. I think that internet radio is a really good thing. It cuts out a lot of red tape. But there are some shows on internet radio that is just ratchet and unnecessary. I don't even know why some of these people have shows. Yeah, Diva's going to put it out there. But the music. And so you laughing because you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
Who gave them a show? You know, who told them they could come in? But, you know, I get a lot of stations. A big shout out to the Independent Connect, the other radio stations that I'm conglomerate with. We really push the artists. We really take the time out and listen to the music. We really sit down and talk with the artists and the artist team and really focus on putting out great music, you know. And, mm-hmm. and I hold the not only the artists accountable, but I hold the radio stations accountable now for the things that we put on the airwaves. Like, we can't just keep blaming it on the artists if we playing they songs and talking about I'll shoot you, kill you, I did your mother, I did your father. No, it's just we can't be mad at the artists no more because we're playing the music. That's all D is saying.
That's true.
Now, I don't have anything against the gay community. Big shout out to the gay community. But I got one more time to turn, and I don't even have cable. I just want to say this. There is nothing really to, it was funny when Tyler Perry you know, did plays a big shout out to Tyler Perry, big shout out to Newark, my hometown. But now that I've turned around, it's like more men in dresses. Like, why are there so many men in dresses and why is this considered so much comedy? My son was watching The Sweet Life and it was on a Nickelodeon show and one of the dudes was dressed up in a dress and he was pretending to be the dude's grandmother. But this is not funny anymore.
Right.
This is weird. And
I think it plays a part with the producers of the show. You got to remember, like, there's especially like the scripted shows when there's writers and stuff. You have to remember that although this is an actor and they're doing this, that it's probably a sick writer or a sick producer that gets off on stuff, and they think that's funny. And so you can't always blame the actor, but at the same time they accepted the role, like you said. So you know. Everybody has got a little bit of blame to take with it. If they stand up and say, "Nah, I'm not doing that role," just like Dave Chappelle, he wouldn't do a role with a dress. And you got to respect him. Go get somebody else that shirt. So
I mean, and it's just like everybody, and excuse me, black dudes too. But you know what? What's that dude that got a dress on? But who kind of started it? I'm gonna say Mrs. Delphire started it. What is that actor name? I forget his name.
Robin Williams, I think.
Yeah, Robin Williams. He started off, you know, with the Mrs. Delphire. He dressed up as the nanny and whatnot. The man in the dress thing came along. It's sport comedy, but it's out of hand now. I don't want my son thinking it's okay to put on a dress and act like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or either to think that it's funny. And it got way out of hand. So we need to really, you know, pay attention to what our children is watching and sit them outside. Like, we don't really do a lot of TV in my house. That's why I don't have cable. I got Netflix. I'd rather pay $8 rather than $80. You ain't pimping me, Comcast. But we need to be held accountable. One thing I wanted to bring to light for you, too, was big shout out to Lorenzo Tate. Lorenzo Tate is doing something big over in L.A. He linked up with the owner of Jimmy John's, and he started this program called Bloom. And basically what it is for males the ages of 14 and 18 who are on the probational system, and you know, he's putting these kids in the positions to work at Jimmy John's and gain some work experience. So this program is dedicated to them. So big shout out to Lorenzo Tate with his farm behind. He's still fine too.
That is dope. That's definitely a good look. I'm gonna look that up online. That's nice.
Yeah, he's doing it. He linked up with one of the owners, and it was a brother too. His name is Kareem or Kaheem. I don't want to say his name wrong. I'm gonna get that in a second. But he linked up with the Jimmy John's owner over there, and they started a program called Bloom, where they're taking 14 to 18 year olds, and they're giving them jobs at Jimmy John's. From this program, the probational program that they're on, I think a lot of us as business owners should hire youth. It's okay to hire some youth. I mean, really, let's put the, at least for the first 3 months of the summer. We talking about our kids is off, out of control. They done lost their mom. They need some parents. They need a whooping. No, they need a job. They need some responsibility.
No, that is very true. And then at the same time, you get the opportunity to mentor them because they're going to work for you. You're going to be able to talk to them and check on them, see how they're doing personally and all of that good stuff. So it's a win-win.
Let's talk about this very serious and powerful track, To Kill a Baby. I saved this one for last because it's so serious. There's too many abortions going on. It's too many, you know, people not want to take responsibility after they have, you know, been very loose with their bodies. And first of all, we need to realize that our bodies are temples. These are not just things for show. These are temples. And you know, you link up with a guy or you link up with a girl and you get loose with this person. You really don't know this person very well, but, you know, you're looking at what the video is telling you, what society is telling you, and you're not respecting yourself. And then after God has blessed you, remember Diva said God has blessed you, because, you know, you can be with somebody for years and they can be busting off on you for thousands and thousands and thousands. Thank you, Denia. They can be busting all in you and you never get pregnant. But when you get blessed with a baby, that's a blessing from God. Why would you want to kill that? Wow, you know, this is a very strong record, too. It'll make you cry, too, but,
even more, what I want to say, too, about the song, too, like a lot of people think that it's about abortion. I actually wrote that song off of, like, events that's happened with, like, Sandy Hook and just, like, senseless killing of kids that are out here. Like, they're not even protecting the children that are, you know, alive and walking around. Like, what a person does as far as abortion, we're not going to see that. We'll never know. That's their situation between them and God, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, add a child and then you're going to kill it, like, I like to think about Tupac's song that he had, Brenda's Got a Baby. And it's just like, you're going to be in a trash can? Like, what is the sense in that? You could have gave it up for adoption. You could have let anybody take care of it. You go do what you got to do. Like, a lot of parents that kill themselves, they usually kill their children and then kill themselves. No, just kill yourself if that's what you're going to do. Kill yourself. Don't
kill yourself.
Don't
no, I'm with you on that with Tamara. Why do you want to bring the kids with you?
Right.
Let's get into this hot track right here. This track, the hot track right here, we're going to do a double play on this guy. We're going to follow up with another song. We're going to follow up with Brenda's Got a Baby. I got that. So this hot track right here is Tamara Bubble called To Kill a Baby right here on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Frontline Fridays powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's go.
I'm upset, speaking out for the public. When I say we cried, when we heard the unheard of, tell me why was it the way you were raised, or was it the music you played?
We found nothing but
All right, y'all, I'm back in the thing. Sorry for the delay. Of course, that was my girl Mary Mary right there. That's one of my favorite tracks. And then I hit y'all with the before that one, Tamara Bowles with Tequila Baby. Definitely want to get y'all feedback. Denia, come on in this thing, baby. What's up? What's going on, Queen?
What's going on? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We got Tamara Bubble up in this thing. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What is good, Mama? I love both tracks. I am feeling that. What is that? Booty cleavage? Oh, my God. I need that in my life. I need that. I need you. I need to play that shit for some people. That's dope, yo.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm laughing the entire time. Because the sad thing is, guys think it's cute.
Yeah.
It's like that. That's the worst part about it. But yeah, you are incredibly talented, Miss Lady. Your passion for music is phenomenal. We definitely got to connect offline with Seth, for sure.
Okay. Cool. Oh, we got to get you over. We got to get Tamara over there with you and baby girl. We got to get our showcase over there.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, we definitely need to. Yeah, you just need to work on that.
You're going to do that tonight.
I got you. Just say the word.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, make sure you add me with her name so I can make sure I follow her.
Oh, I got you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to email you over all her contact information and manager information tonight so we can get her over there. She can definitely turn it up over there. You and Queen doing it big. You and baby girl doing it big over there. So we got to have Queen Tamara Bubble over there, too. Like, it's a good thing.
Definitely. We're definitely going to work on that. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Now, Tamara, we hear this word diva a lot. And a lot of people, I think, they get this misconstrued before I let you get up out of here. And I want people to know what Ebony B Diva is. My diva is divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. So when you think about diva, you think about me being divine. A true diva is very divine. She's very intelligent. She has a victorious attitude over all things. She can turn a negative into a positive, which is two words, diva up. Let's get it together. So let's get it together. It's all fabulosity around here. So, you know, I think a lot of people take that word loosely, and they think that this drama queen or this drama mama and all the glitter and gold is not all about that. You know, a lot of women, we're not all like, you know, I can't turn it up on you if I have to, but I don't really have to because I'm very divine.
Right.
Yeah.
I think people have they have this perception about what a diva is, and I mean it should be, you know, that positive attitude of a woman that just knows what she's worth. And it's not about being stuck up. It's not about being, you know, oh my gosh, whatever. It's about just having confidence and knowing that you are a respectable queen, period.
So, Tamara, you're right about that, Queen. And Tamara Bubble and Denai, I'm glad that you're here because Diva is going to go ahead and drop the bomb on you. Diva has some special news for you guys and everybody out. Phenomenal Radio and everybody on Diva Spot Radio. Diva found out that she is going to be having a baby very soon.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Diva went to the doctor on Monday for a regular checkup, and
wow.
A doctor came back and told me that I was pregnant, and I was like, I think you got the wrong pee.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's a special thing, and the baby should be here around in December, so it's going to be a definitely Christmas gift. I will give you guys posted on everything that's going on, and I'll let you guys watch me get fat all over the world. So there you go.
That's
it's baby fat. Don't worry about it. It's baby fat.
It's all baby fat. I'm just like cornbread anyway. It's all baby fat.
Yes.
Mary, it's been a pleasure having you come through the front line. You're welcome back anytime you want to come, Queen. We look forward to continue to push your project, continue to push such a phenomenal woman. You are a phenomenal woman, and we are appreciative, to have more queens like that so we can say, look, there is a phenomenal woman. Look at Denia. Look at Tamara Bubbles. Look at Diva. They're out there, and you are definitely blazing the way for queens like ourselves and young queens coming up. So, you know, big Diva round of applause for you, Queen. It's just a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. You got any shout-outs you want to give and put all your information out there so they can hit you up?
Definitely. First, I want to give a shout out to Frontline Fridays Radio. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the platform. I always say it doesn't matter how good your music is. If nobody hears it, there's no point in making it. So thank you for that.
Amen.
I want to give a shout-out to my manager, Peace Bell. He's working nonstop. He's working harder than me. And then I'm working like a Jamaican mixed with a Mexican, so I'm working.
That's how I work.
So I want to give a shout-out to the producer for public service announcement. His name is Crazy Figs. He's a super producer out of Charlotte. He is talented. And you're going to hear more from him because he's actually going to do my next project, my follow-up project, which is almost done. So, so look forward to more, and we'll be in touch.
That's what's up. Oh. It's your girl, DSBB. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. We're going to get into this hot track by Tupac. Big shout out to Tupac. Your boy Brenda's got a baby. Let's go. That's my baby daddy, too.
A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with the molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fans swing. And Brenda's her name, she got it, baby.
Tupac and Brenda's got a baby. We got Denia from Denia Designs for you. Denia, tell us about your latest pieces that you got out.
Oh, my goodness. I just started the Sorority Love Collection. And so I have a few bracelets that are online. You guys can check that out on www.deniaazure.com. Just click on where it says Sorority Love Collection. Shout out to my cousin, Octavia Rose. She's helping me. Her sister from the Delta Sorority has their anniversary tomorrow, and they chose my custom bracelets as their gift, so I'm very, very honored about that.
Oh, man, Denai, you have so many great pieces. I have a few pieces myself, and they're just wonderful. And I broke one of my pieces by accident, so what do I do?
Just mail it back and I'll fix it. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get in trouble. And as soon as I broke out,
just mail it back and I'll, and the next time I send you any stuff, I'll send it back. It's not an issue.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You guys got to get this jewelry. You got to get this collection. These are definitely unique pieces. And you know, Diva loves unique pieces. So you got to definitely check her out. Get you some pieces. Get yourself ready for the summer and get yourself ready for the winter. It's like so worth it. I love your jewelry, Denia. I just do.
Thank you.
Everything that you do, the artwork that you put behind it, even down from the designings of the outfits for the belly dancers, that has to take a lot of work.
Oh, my mom, man, Seth Nazar is Laura. She's incredible when it comes to that. Yeah, I was like, I watched her. I was like, yeah, when you're done, it's over. I can't do that. You're trying. She's been doing it for about 30 years and just absolutely outstanding. The newest features she has actually are beaded, so you can, like, rock them as, like, a necklace. Like, it's super dope. So we'll be revealing those in a couple of weeks, probably close to the summertime, so you can, like, have those over your swimsuits and all that kind of stuff. It's good. Yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm definitely excited about that. I want to talk about, I just was surfing Facebook, and I'm sorry, I came past this picture of this girl posted in the coffin smiling. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah,
oh, Lord. Are they doing that, like, planking crap again? Is it like that kind of deal?
Who planks in a casket? No, she's really, like, holding with her hand on her hip and smiling. .com, like she's really in a casket. I just hope
okay.
This is stupid.
Okay, right. This is my thing about it. I live in Chicago, one of the most violent cities in the world.
Yes.
And the biggest problem we have is children violence. So something like that just is not funny to me. You know what I mean? I think, and these young girls need to realize that they are not being clean to doing shit like that. Like, what is wrong with y'all? It's not cute to be like, I'm going to play the game in the casket. So there are so many young girls that actually are in one right now. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think a lot of the same thing goes to that chick that posed on the cheese count, like, and the whole, like, in the fruit market, like, on the cheese. Really? People buy that stuff, you ignorant fraud. What's wrong with you? Like, you know, people just really don't think about others, and their consideration is just gone at this point, apparently.
I want my new saying. My new thing is SaveYourself.com, and the reason
seriously,
why I decided to do SaveYourself.com, and let me, this is the Educate and Regulate session. I want to talk about the hack with you guys, but this is going to be my Educate and Regulate session. Escali, come on in here.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon'
do
some. Hey, queen, gon' do some. Hey, queen, what you do some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' do. Hey, queen, gon' do some. Hey, queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
SaveYourself.com, and I have to say this because it's so important for us to start saving ourselves from basically some of the people around us that mean the most of us. because there's always that one person that's in the family or in the team or in the crew that gives 1,000% while others around just do the minimum or they're masking who they are in their agenda and what they're there for. They're only out for themselves. So if your sister, your brother, your family member, your child's father, your mother, your baby mother, if they have some personal issues that they are not addressing, leave them behind alone. Save yourself. SaveYourself.com. If you have somebody on your team that's just not getting it and just not coming correct with what they're supposed to do, let them go and save yourself, because what happens at the end of the day, you end up becoming very frustrated, you get emotional about it, and then between the frustration, anger, and emotional, you forget about the stuff that you were already in the process of doing.
Exactly.
You forget about your brand, you forget about your calling, you forget about your life, because you trying to figure out why this person lies so much, why this person drinks so much, why this person can't get it together. It's really not for you to figure it out. Just like you have to bump your head, they got to bump theirs too. So the even new thing is SaveYourself.com. For real, save yourself. We got to live, queen, because we can die right in the midst of our frustration and anger. And anybody got time for that?
Not really. Honestly, and I think, and that, and the women we do it the most is sad. I do it too. You know, we put others before ourselves, and when you do that, you take on other people's issues, and it can be painful, literally. You don't want to do that. Other people can get ulcers and stuff like that. So they're so worried about what's going on with their friends and family. And yes, we love them to death. But it gets to a point where, like, if they're not listening, you have to leave it and let them realize what mistakes they're making. Like, I had to do that with one of my friends. She was in an abusive relationship, would not leave the guy. And so I had to leave. I had to remove myself from that situation before I got arrested, because I was ready to hurt that boy. You know what I mean? But what's the point of me hurting him if you're just going to go back to him? That makes no sense. I got a sentence to you. Like, I got a charge, and then you're just going to go back with this dude? It made no sense to me. And so eventually she left it, but it took all of us for walking away from her to do that. And sometimes that's what it takes. You have to walk away for that person to just get it and be like, oh, I should. And hopefully you can come back and it won't be too late, because sometimes it is too late. Actually, a lot of the times it's too late.
You're right about that. Sometimes that you, when you put others before yourself, you take on their issues. You got SaveYourself.com, and sometimes it just takes you to walk away from that person, turn your back, and say, you know what? I got to do what's best for me. And when I say best, I'm saying make the best decision for you, not the good choice. We're talking about the best decision, not the good decision, the best decision for you, because it can cause havoc in your life, and it's going to slow down what you're needing to do. You know, you don't want that. And then what happens is here you are two, three years later, you know, looking around like, man, I was in a rut all that time feeling bad about this and this and that. I could have been way further than what I am right now. But that's because you chose to put yourself in that situation. You chose to put yourself in that position, and you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's okay to say no to people who have repeated or patterns of the same issues over and over again, who are a repeated offender, a repeated abuser, a person who constantly does the same thing every time in every different, it can be a different situation, but they're doing the same thing. It's okay to save yourself, because what happens is you take on their characteristics and you start doing a pattern. You got to let it go. And we're about to get into a mix, and I want to start off with some Scientific. Big shout out to Scientific over there in Africa doing this thing, and we're going to get into this hot track, Wine Low, produced by Sammy Black. Let's go.
One the word.
Hey, yo, Cap. He's fine. What's good, man?
See, I've been looking
all around. I know about y'all, man. But I'm for my brother. I'll tell y'all how she looks like. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yo, she got them feet chest tight like Amber Rose. Face three quarter of Beyonce nose. A diva, the mule to design the clothes. Really can't wait to get my hands on those. Toast to the good life, let's celebrate. Your body won't go to waste if I'm not celibate. Baby, why load, I'm right behind you. Help you reach your climax, bro, I'm Kanye. If swag is illegal, let me remind you. Since a kid, I've been living this life of crime, yo. I'm addicted to the grain. Start is cloudy, I'm about to make it rain. Let's take trips weekly. Why you so freaky? A ride or die chick, you got a right to be cheeky. I meant under them sheets, but we be the new era. You reach half lady,
wine,
please be.
Nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Another day, my brother, and they
so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
They so in love with the material.
It's just
another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. I wake up in the morning, take a piss, and take the man. Oh, I forgot to wash my hands. If you only knew I've been through, you'll be right here on this mic quoting these lyrics too. I be like this to two. Give the care about designer, I'm a grinder. Don't let the situation get behind your recliner. Sitting at the top with no timer. I'm too grown for these, they all minor. Mentally stable content with my conscience. Spend 100 of them things on that nonsense. See, when you die, you can't take it all with you. I get it, creates a picture. You frosting my statistics, but it's not about that. Values and morality. I bring hip hop back to reality. Cats suck on dump, get a clue. I run up on you. Another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. My generation curse, you live your life worse. But bad, blindfolded and reversed. It only gets worse, only the wild no church. That means right after birth, you see the depth of the hurt. Popularity is worth getting paid to be light alive. Either you're born to have it made or you try to strive. It's catastrophic, the topic, you can't stop it. They talk it and try to knock it, don't let it get out of pocket. I'm taking off like a rocket. Normal is irrational. My V-neck get some jeans, it's fashionable. Yeah, I'm the voice of the hood where they be struggling. Beats in the trap, with a strap where they be doubling. Flashy isn't it, all of a sudden you're a target. I'm from a place where they fighting cause they starving. What's going on like Marvin? Happy. I never knew my pappy, my dad. It's just another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They got problems in the air, models everywhere. Fake, fast, and quick, that's not a real hair. But she don't even care, even though it's not factual. That's the material. Try to get the bigger. Yelling out in public like I am that. Suicide rise, got him leaning to the side with the blow in the air. He can't open up his eyes. Fit, thick dress, swallowing the skin. You can see the hole. All she gotta do is bend. Whoa, that's tax. Look at what you're teaching them. And just a message from the preacher, they ain't reaching them. Stay true to yourself, you rather sell it out. It ain't too many things you people care about. Nice clothes, fat rock, big rack, big chain snap. It's just another day, my brother, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. It's just another day, my sister, and they so in love with the material. They so in love with the material. They so in love with the material.
One day, we will have to stand before the God of history, and we will talk in terms of things we've done. It seems that I can hear the God of history saying, that was not enough, but I was hungry, and you fed me not.
My mind's tripping like MLK is on long distance. I hear his wisdom, his speech makes my thoughts different. Closed mouth don't get fed, closed ears neither. Knowledge is money and the ATM will be the speaker. Power to reach a million souls, no comparing that. Huey Newton mind frame, partner with your serenet. Keep a close knit, tight circle for the self-defense. Asking God about these activities that I'm meddling in. Losing the game means dying, man, I better win. Preacher man don't like my kind, man, I better sin. In the city living ain't no love for my kind, bro. So we gotta hustle playing. Doesn't puffin' pine slow, mind sharp, eyes low, focus on the dream, though. Ask me what I mean, and I'ma ask you what you mean, yo. Martin had a dream, but he didn't really sleep, though. Y'all stay asleep, so the snooze is what you reach for. Mean, young queen, turn to CEOs.
those young kings get sent quick to see the CEO. And they give us plenty booze smoke, but they'll never ever truly give us what we need, yo. And y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's not it. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? What language did you speak then? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Butch or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from. No, what was your name? And why don't you now know what your name was then? Where did it go? Where did you lose it? Who took it? And how did he take it? What tongue did you speak? How did the man take your tongue? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Malcolm spoke to me even though I wasn't black. It wasn't black because he with me and I ain't know how to take that. Face facts, the fast lane is a racetrack. So if you ain't a white stripe, then you gotta stay black. I learned that way back in middle school. In fact, principal put his hands on me, I whooped him, he had to take that. Figured that he couldn't even call the law, not knowing in my city the people would've got off. Stupid, shit's propped up and still crooked. How to lose, keep it in your face and you overlook it. And blacks got all the crack, who showed them how to cook it? Fiends got the brown, but who showed them where to put it? Questions never raised on my city full of lost souls. Staring straight ahead, not knowing we at the crossroads. I don't say time for change, man, it's been that. People looking at me sideways, I can sense that. My own best friend, where your friends at? Try to stop my mission and I'ma have to defend that. Cause y'all still here begging for permission.
You can't be no more offended by my curses than what's really going on. That's real. That's real, y'all. That's real. Why not be the truth? You gotta be the truth. Because you let the media and the white man cut us off. You let them say that the rappers ain't real, and you know you gotta either be, you know, the intelligent person or you're a gutter person. We all the same. We all feel it like y'all feel it. I just can't hold a straight face when I see it.
Fact.
If the church took half the money that they was making and gave it back to the community, we'd be alive. If they take half the buildings that they used to praise God and gave it to mothers and others who need God, we'd be alive. We'd be alive. Have you seen some of these entire churches lately? It's ones that take up the whole block in New York. It's homeless people out here. Why ain't God letting them stay here? Why these things got gold ceilings?
Good. It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru. 908-202-1501. The Guru of Viral Marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is rolling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
It's just like music. Music
like
is the soul of the man.
Jam unto the music, baby.
Music
I'd
makes
like
a
jam,
happy
jam,
day.
Get funky, funky, funky.
And music makes
so
the
what?
Clouds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And dried my eyes.
Do-be, 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 do-be,
your music do-be, makes
do-be,
me want to sing.
Do-be, do-be,
girl, music
do-be,
is a joy to bring.
Hey.
Music is my heart and soul.
More
precious than gold.
Southern Smoke.
I used to never listen, so it's got me doing hard time. I really miss you, girl. Please stay by my side. That's all I do is toss and turn and think about you all night.
I'm having visions of you and me together forever. Imagine.
Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Thank you.
hope it's not you. At times, part of me wants you, part of me don't. Part of me is missing you, part of me is gone. Part of me is saying that the love is still strong. Part of me is letting go.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah, man, yeah. King David, man. Lord Style Entertainment, man. You feel me? You already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm talking about? I already know, yeah. It's hard, man. You feel me? Like, for real. But you still got to push that thing, man. You can't stop that shit. Keep pushing,
Keep going.
I know. For real, y'all probably ain't never heard me do no shit like this before. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, for real, man. This is new, man. For King David, man. Straight up.
Y'all feel me, man?
Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Big up to you, man. Straight up, man. Push that thing, man. And I know it's hard. I already know.
Knows how I made it out of that shoe. 85 crew, getting something drastic. Me and Mario Goob rocks in the plastic. Hey, Annette, later, I love you. Remember all the bullshit we'd have been through? Remember the day daddy got shot, man? I ain't even much know what the fuck I was gonna do. Then the next thing you know, Mario did. What the fuck that mean, man? I'm scared. Now my heart out cold and shit. Doing through, trying to control this shit. Draped up all black cell phone phones. Lick shots at you, cause I'm pissed off. Run your pocket, motherfucker, gotta get paid. Need a paint job and some 20-inch blade. Feel good when you're stunning, shoot. Hit the club, blow a lot of money, shoot. But that ain't nothing but a passing spot for my crime. And my heart still cold. Remember, put iron on Rico. Strip club, butt naked, lick for the dope. Came back, chop, chop them down. Self-defense, moved out of town. And where I look, clean like bullshit. Same shit when I looked in the pulpit. And when I thought that was it, then my dog had one man. Motherfuck this shit. And it's handy to make me strong. I got that wild damn wrote this song. Stay prayed up all day long. Get money till I'm gone, hell yeah. It hurts.
Straight up.
Every day you get up hard out here, man. I already know, man. Motherfucker got
keep on to my everybody trying to do they got to do, man, but
don't give up,
man. You feel me? You gotta keep pushing, man. You gotta stay prayed up, man. With everything you do, man, push, man. That's on some life, some pray until the sun
has.
You know what I mean? Like,
keep smiling, man. You got to smile.
Keep going. Even when it's time to frown, sometimes you guys got to smile,
keep
man.
Keep
I can smile.
Keep going.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, man, doing their motherfucking thing,
man.
Like, is that something different, man? I just felt like doing something different on this thing, man. R.I.P. my group, man. Mario, man. R.I.P. my daddy, man. First, man. You know what I mean? We getting in like this right here, man.
I told you I was gonna do this, but like this, man. Entertainment, man. King David, man. Alabama up in your f***ing eardrum, man.